So welcome, everyone. I'm actually really happy to talk to you today about some of the research we do in the chemistry department. So my research is really focused on catalysis and nanoparticles, and we do a lot of things, but today, in the interest of time, I'll show you one example of something really cool we did. And you have to know the first hit of this research was done by an undergraduate student, an exchange student from France, actually. So imagine you are trying to make a drug, right? You're a company, you're selling drugs, and you have to make a medicine. Well, usually to do that in chemistry, you have to actually do a lot of different steps. So I'm not showing you any molecules that could scare you at this stage. But basically, this is schematically representing a process in order to make a drug. You see there's multiple steps, and that's something really important. And in my lab, we're really particularly interested in promoting green chemistry. So we look at these steps and we see if we could make them a little bit greener. There's a step that is particularly interesting that is happening in a lot of different synthetic pathway to drugs, which is the hydrogenation. So it's very simple. It's just adding two hydrogen atoms onto a carbon-carbon double bond, and then you end up with a carbon-carbon single bond. Usually, to do that, you would use a catalyst. And this catalyst is usually based on palladium. This process has a lot of advantages because palladium is really making the reaction much easier. However, palladium tends to be expensive, tends to be it's a scarce resource. There's only a few countries that are producing it. And also, bad news for drugs, it also happens to be toxic if you have some of it present in your end product. There are ways of avoiding this, but what we tried to do was to avoid this altogether and to work with iron as in place of palladium. Iron is cheap, non-toxic, and it's magnetically recoverable, which is really cool. Usually for particles of iron, above 8 nanometers we can recover them. Below, it doesn't work very well. How does it work? So that's the price. You see it's pretty compelling. And we're comparing ounce with kilograms, actually. So what we do is we take the iron particles, we do the reaction, and at the end of reaction, I apply a magnet, and then all my particles are going to come. And then I can recover my particles. It's really cool. So I'll show you how we do this with that. So I don't know if from a distance you'll be able to see, but you approach this, and then can you see? Pretty cool, eh? Yeah, so that's the way we can recover our catalyst. So that's what was done actually by Antoine Rivière. He's an undergraduate student who was there last summer. And he was able to demonstrate the feasibility of this with this model substrate styrene. You see they look a bit weird, but they do the job very well, and we're able to do this reaction very well. What we're doing now is we're actually embedding them in stuff, and we have patented them, so we are looking now into trying to really sell them to the big players. We're really excited about that. And I thank you very much for your attention. If you're interested in that, ask me questions. Thank you very much.